praise you for the great God that you are. And again, we lift up the Son of Jesus, your Son Jesus, and thank you for him. And we pray, God, that you just be with those that are traveling. We know several of those that might have health issues that need your help. We pray for those that might need your comforting. And God, be with all those. And then, God, we pray that you be with us as each and every one, and the leaders in this county and cities and throughout the state, that you just give us all guidance and wisdom, help us to make decisions to be pleasing to you. Thank you again for watching over us. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. Mr. Williams, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, June 22nd, 2015, at 9:04 a.m. See, we have no public comment. Commission remarks? No commission remarks. Accounts payable.
Rick, I have two questions. On a check for Apex for $4,500, is there a, do you know what that is? Well, I just want to make sure that we're not doing something that's... The fact it says replace an invoice, and it's under $4,500 by a dollar. So I'm just kind of curious.
And, you know, if there is another one, it would not suffice to send that through for 90 days. I don't know if they did that, they would be fine. Whether or not that's appropriate, it's a good question. Statutorily,
it would
be okay that way.
90 days. And then there's another one. Do you know if there's a valid contract with out of that office to pay him?
There's a valid contract with the assessor's office and there's a valid contract with the recorder's office. I believe if you'll in my mind, we've got a contract with the county. We'll have either one of those. I don't know that we have to have one with everybody. In my mind, I would say we need to pay this, but the other option would be to transfer funds from this account to that account. He was working in the assessor's office before the collection.
But if he's... I mean, statutorily, there has to be a contract for whoever they're doing work for.
If we've got a contract with the county, we can use that contract on others. It's just like our bid process.
That's not what our attorney's saying. He's saying there needs to be a valid contract.
You may want to listen to him. From the accounting standpoint, we have a contract with the county. And I don't believe we have any problem at all.
Now, if it was goods, it'd be a misdemeanor for both you and her if it's not valid. Now, because it's services, there's not a lot of teeth to it. But you still want to do, we still want to do stuff right, I guess.
I think we are. That's what I'm telling you. But, if you feel comfortable
I feel uncomfortable with it because our council said there's not a valid contract, so we shouldn't. And you can't pay if there's not a valid contract. I'm sure we do. I mean, that's...
That was one of the things that was...
There's a contract. There is a contract. And if you're going to say that one of the things at the state auditor's office, as a professional service, we're talking about something completely different, but there's still a contract. There's not even a piece of paper saying he's doing work for us for that office. Is there? I'm asking.
Brandon, again, I don't know if there is. But I believe if you get a contract with the rest of the county, if we wanted to use a contract from your office and one of the other offices, I believe that we can do that. That's my opinion.
Right. I just wanted to ask on those before we... I mean, I didn't know if you knew, because you being the financial officer, I didn't know if you knew of something.
I was aware of the second one. The first one, I didn't notice, so I wasn't aware of anything different on him.
Thank you.
Move to approve checks numbers 334649 through 344707 and 344709 through 344713. There are no warrants and there's one journal entry for paper usage.
I'll second that motion. Or did you make them? Is it a, yeah, I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you have the dates on that? They're right there on top.
Next on the agenda is approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve minutes dated 6-8 and 6-15 and executive session minutes dated 6-8 and 6-15.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen. This morning I've got four refund abatements for you. Abatement numbers 3067, 3068, 3069, 3070. 67, the vehicle was not owned on the 1st of January 2015. And 68 and 69 was the wrong vehicle year, was up on their tax bill. And on 70, it was just an abatement change where they changed the vehicles.
What label is Exhibit A? Today's date, which is what, the 22nd?
22 June.
Yep.
Yep.
Move to approve Exhibit A dated 6-22-2015.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have today, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
purchase agreement for de-icing materials, rock, salt, and liquid.
Where did the purchase agreement come from?
This is per the bid for our de-icing materials and...
It's the one we approved last week?
Correct.
Or awarded?
Right.
But where did the agreement come from?
The agreement was one that Ron Erickson had and then run through Nikki, through the attorney to look it over.
But normally there's a letter, the cover letter says it's been approved before him. Do you know if that...
That I'm not sure.
Everybody's phone went off, I don't know. I'm just waiting to see if it's from Nikki, see if it's been approved before him while we read it. Move to approve the purchase agreement for the de-icing materials with Scottwood Industries.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
There's actually two of them. One's for rock salt, and the Scottwood Industries would be the liquid calcium. So there's two different contracts.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. I thought I saw two in this one. What was that last motion? Just for Scottwood. Move to, for, kind of in my motion to say liquid de-icing materials. You want to amend your second to say liquid de-icing materials?
I'll amend my second motion to de-icing materials. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then move to approve the purchase agreement for de-icing materials for the rock salt with Central Salt.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Central Salt, LLC.
Next on the agenda is amendment to personnel policy.
Morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In a previous meeting, we reviewed the personnel policy manual, and there were two points that the Commission asked that I look over and clarify in the manual. Before doing that, I did check with the Department of Labor and confirmed with the FLSA that any vacation, holiday, sick pay is under the discretion of the Commission, and it is their decision to make these decisions. So saying that, I have 2 points. The first one on section 22.2 in the Personnel Policy Manual titled Sick Leave Taken. we are going to add the following verbiage. Sick leave shall be granted for qualifying absences, but the total hours submitted, including work hours, comp time, vacation time, personal time, and sick time on your timesheet should not exceed 40 hours for a work week. An example would be, you are scheduled to work 8 hours 5 days a week. You worked 8 hours for 4 days, but were granted sick leave for 8 hours on 1 day. Since you already have 40 hours reflected for the work week, 32 worked and 8 sick leave, you cannot add previously accrued comp time to the timesheet for that work week. If your work hours, comp time, vacation time, and personal time recorded for the work week equals 40 hours, then you will not be granted sick leave for any hours missed. The second point would be in addition to section 19.9, and that's payment for overtime. The personnel policy currently reads, you may be paid at any time for accrued comp time. We would like to change that to, you may be paid at any time for accrued comp time at the county's discretion. Both of these points were reviewed with county counselor, and he approved both of these changes. So I'm asking for the commission to sign an amendment so that I can go ahead and make those changes to the personnel policy manual.
On the number one, the 22.2, just kind of one of the main reasons is because then you can accrue sick time, turn it over into comp time, quit, and then get paid for that comp time when it was actually sick time.
Correct.
So, in a stack, not that anybody's done that, there's no accusations, that's not what I'm saying, but it closes that loophole where people can't steal from the taxpayers from the county.
Correct. Okay. And
just
again,
I want to clarify as to why that is what we're doing.
With the Department of Labor, the sick and vacation comp time are at the discretion of the county.
Right.
There, you know, are no Department of Labor laws that we
would like to say it was just a loophole that I think that you found, or maybe Don was Blue, or anyways, one of the staff found and said, hey, this is something we need to look at. So on the second one, is it defined within the personnel policy who the county is? Because it says at the county's discretion, so is that the elected official that they work under? Is it the county commission? Whose discretion is it?
Anytime I say county's discretion, it would be the discretion of the commission.
Okay. Is that defined elsewhere?
I'm not sure if it is, but if it would be your pleasure, I could at the county commission's discretion.
Well, just to clarify, that way there's no questions.
Yep.
So move to approve the Personnel Policy Manual Amendment Number 1 with the change of County Commission underneath Number 2, Section 19.9.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Would you gentlemen like to sign the amendment now, or would you prefer that I write that up to your
Let's
office?
Let's get the new one made.
And I'll write
that
it
change,
up to
you. And then we'll run it up and do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Can we make the change on here, or do you got it?
I've got it here.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is insurance on tractor.
first page, you see there's the latest we got back from the insurance people that looked at the tractor that was wrecked on Fall Creek. And the top figure, $8,348.74, that's if we keep the tractor. The bottom figure, $10,928.74, is if we let them have the tractor. We keep the mower, though.
Can the tractor be fixed?
It'd be really questionable. I'd be a little bit worried about it. There's a lot of damage to the rear axle, but there's some stuff. I mean, it would cost probably what we're getting out of it or more to even repair that, but then there could be stuff that we can't see once they get into it, and I'd be a little worried about it. So,
do you want to keep it or you want to let them have
actually,
it?
Actually, we're going to keep the mower, but I just assume we took the higher amount. And
is it worth more than that, less than that?
Do what?
What's the value of the tractor had it not?
Well, their value or their tractor, I
don't care what the insurance company says. What's your?
I would think it'd be worth a little more than that, but right now the shape it's in, that's probably not bad right there. I know what a estimated cost when we go to replace it. That's about a fifth of replacement cost.
So then what's our avenue to go after the rest of it? Is there one? Or is that a different issue, not even dealing with this?
That's going to be a different issue, I would assume.
Do you know how that works? Mm-hmm.
Randy, what year tractor was that?
I believe it was a 99. I think it's in, best we could tell.
I actually called the dealer and they said it was the 2000. So did they get the insurance code or do it on a 2001? So
yeah,
2001.
Has this been run by Frank?
I have spoken to Frank. He said, unless we had any questions as far as if we didn't think this was fair, then we could contact him. But it was for you guys to kind of look at it and go from there.
Okay. I don't know if it's fair or not. I don't buy and sell a lot of tractors.
He said, it's very common for an insurance company. It's not going to be a replacement cost. It's actual value of the tractor at the time of the accident.
Right. So then who do we go after for the rest? The gentleman that hit him? How's our employee doing?
He's doing pretty good. I had dinner with him last week, and he actually surprised me.
Okay. How soon do we need to act on this? I think Danny should probably be involved. He's going to have a pretty good idea. Like, you probably have a pretty good idea. Values and what, you know.
On a 99 tractor, yeah, I'm not real sure on that. So I don't know what it's worth.
Are you needing us to take action right now?
That's strictly up to you guys.
Let's wait on Danny. Kind of see what he wants to do. Get his opinion on it, too. That's all right with you guys.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
May I speak to the commission in regard to payroll?
know that I put
three. Sure.
Now, I wasn't listening, so correct me if I'm wrong. Did your gentleman not approve a bill for $650 where we had paid Tim Hoskins for work he had done on the legal of the tax sale, on the descriptions?
Was it $650 or $1,035?
$650.
No, we didn't. Is there a valid contract we have with him between you and him?
I didn't have to have a contract with him.
According to our counsel, you do.
According to the state auditor, I did not. And according to the outside audit firm.
Okay, according to our counselor, there needs to be a valid contract, a written contract, between anybody that does any work. So that's what I'm going to go off of, is our counselor.
I further checked that.
And I think, Sheila, it doesn't matter. And I also think that you've been informed that we wanted that in place months ago or weeks ago, and it's not been done. So we're not paying them until it's done. Now, the assessor's office, there's a contract. The recorder's office, we just did last week. There's a contract. We cannot pay anybody for any services or any goods without a valid contract.
That is the commission's policy that they've made up themselves and adopted then?
No. According to our counsel, that is a statute. And I will get that statute to you if you'd like.
Well, I called the state auditor's office to see the proper way to do it.
The state auditors aren't attorneys. They're not judges. Why do I have to repeat this all the time to every elected official? I don't care what the attorney general says. I don't care what any attorney says other than ours, because they're the ones that are trying to protect us and in turn protects you and every other elected official. Okay? The only attorney that I care about is a judge, because they're the ones that have the final say, not an opinion of an attorney general. Not an opinion of anybody else. We have two attorneys that work for the council, commission, that have our best interests at heart.
Okay. You have two attorneys that work for the commission.
That have our best interests at heart. Right?
Have the county commission's best interests at heart.
Which in turn, I believe, has everybody's best interests at heart.
For example,
we got an email that was actually sent to the press as opposed to being conversed with us first, which is fine. You guys can do what you want. But in there, it gave an opinion from an attorney, and it said that, oh, the commission's attorney was wrong. You can go ahead and do this. But in that same email, if you look underneath it, it says, this is in no way, shape, or form to be misconstrued as an attorney's opinion. If you want one, go hire one and get it done yourself. So I guess I'm tired and I'm frustrated of all this stuff that's thrown at us. I'm going to do what our counsel says that we need to do. And at this specific moment, with this specific thing, he said, do not pay it because there's not a valid written contract. There's no more discussion on my end. I'm not going to change my mind.
That's fine. We're just continuing to pay attorney to act as a fourth commissioner.
He gets paid anyways. And he's not acting as a fourth commissioner. He's acting as counsel to protect. I don't think you guys understand how much money and how big of a business this really is. We're $1 billion in assets. We have, you know, between $60 and $80 million of different revenues, or excuse me, different budgets, whenever you start factoring in all the different entities within Taney County. So I don't think it's irresponsible at all. I think it's actually more responsible to have an attorney who works for the county commission that checks everything that we do. I don't understand why everybody throws that in our face. He's paid the same no matter what. So we can give him as much work as we need to. So, yes, I'm going to call him, and I'm going to ask him these questions every chance I get.
As a first-class county, they expect us to have a county counselor. Most all first-class counties have a county counselor.
Okay. And if you want to start talking about legal fees, how much have you spent in legal fees fighting the railroad and tax?
I'd be happy to discuss that.
Well,
that
it's not on the agenda, so we really shouldn't.
Well, I'm sorry. You just brought it up.
Well, and
I've been battling that because of a school that's brought it up again and costing much money to us, the citizens of Taney County, of replaying everything.
Well, and again, I apologize. I shouldn't have brought that up. But don't throw at us different attorneys' fees whenever we have a set attorney. Same amount every year.
If we had a county counselor, then maybe that county counselor could answer all of our questions and we wouldn't have to go to...
Okay. And my understanding is he's willing to answer any question that we allow him to answer, and I understand that. But you have been told that you... My understanding is your office has been told this contract needs to be put in place in order for this to be paid. There's no contract put in place, therefore I'm not willing to pay it due to statute. If this wasn't a service and this was actually a goods, you would be guilty of a misdemeanor, and it would go against your bond. According
it's a service.
Statute.
It's a service.
So just because it's a service, you think you can go ahead and surpass the rules?
No, it's not. I'm not passing the rules. I got opinions on from two different accounting
firms. You got one from
firms.
The state. Who'd you say you got it from? The state auditor's office?
From two different auditing firms.
Okay.
The ones that
are
audit us and the ones that...
Are they attorneys?
They're auditors that know what
are
the proper procedures.
They can't even represent you or fight for you in court in front of a judge. Again, this argument, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I have an attorney's opinion, but it wouldn't matter either because it's not your attorney.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Then we will have to have a surveyor... Right, two legals. So do I need a contract, you're telling me, with that?
You need to get with Nikki, find out what you need, make sure that everything's okay through Frank as far as the contract that you want, and then we'll go from there. I don't have a problem with Mr. Hutchins, obviously, because he's already set up with the assessor's office and he's already set up with the recorder's office. So I don't have a problem with him doing it for your office. I just want it put in place properly and legally. That way we're all covered.
Then you want me to, so Frank Cotty is paid a one-time salary. We're not having to pay him every time, like if I have him write a contract for the surveyor?
We have him write the contract. You cannot direct him to do anything. The commission can. And no, there's no additional fee for him to do that.
So you want my tax sale attorney to do the contract for the surveyor? You want your attorney to do the contract? You're wanting your attorney to do the...
I don't care who does the contract. I want a contract. I just want a contract.
Okay, that's what I need to know. So you don't care who does the contract.
I don't care, as long as it's an attorney.
Uh-huh.
And now, just so you know, our attorney is going to approve that contract to form.
So
there's no sense in you hiring one if ours is willing to do it.
No, not if we're going to have to turn around and pay yours to do it.
He's already paid. See, again, yes, he gets paid a
year. He's paid a flat fee.
So use them with our discretion. We're the ones that say what he can and can't do. So, no, you can't call him and say, I want this done, without us first saying, yes, we can.
Okay. Then we'll go through an employee, pay an employee to contact an attorney to come back and a lot of red tape, but we can do that.
It's not a lot of red tape. Okay, Sheila. Heaven forbid I do what's legal and what the law requires me to do. And I'm trying to protect you as well. But if you don't want me to protect you, that's fine. I'm still going to protect me. So quit throwing the red tape. Quit playing politics. That's
I'm
what I'm tired. Yes, you are. Quit it.
What are you calling politics?
The red tape, all those terminology.
I'm trying to do my job.
Obviously
I
not,
handle millions
been told
of dollars.
A long time ago, you're not trying to do your job, Sheila, because you were told a long time ago this was what needed to be put in place before this was ever going to get done. It wasn't put in place. It's not getting done. That's it. Once there's a contract, then we'll go back and look at it, and we'll pay it.
I am trying to do my job.
Then go get a contract, and we will get it paid.
I'll handle it the way the accounting firm advises me.
We have next on the agenda daily staff review, so we'll recess this time.